Have you seen Godzilla versus King Kong yet?
No, because I have a vagina.
Oh, wow.
I feel like that's a real boy movie.
I have the director's cut of it.
Okay.
And this is shot in Mexico or somewhere. I don't know. But this is in a gas station, and somebody's walking around, and a gigantic lizard decided to walk into the gas station.
Oh, my gosh.
This is a giant lizard. Watch him. He's looking around.
Okay. It's an actual, what is it, like a Komodo dragon? It's shopping. It's actually shopping. It's taking things off of shelves. It's climbing up
the shelf.
It's climbing up shelves.
This is better than Godzilla versus King Kong.
This is my problem, because I can't reach anything on shelves. They usually don't let you climb up.
And this kind of does look like you.
Yeah, like this dragon. I also am short and cannot climb, and I can't reach stuff. But I guess if you climb right up.
It's a dinosaur.
What's up there?
It's a freaking dinosaur. Look at that.
Yeah.
How are you going to get that down?
Well, it's worse than that. It's like, but if I want, so the product that he is now standing on, what if I need that?
You got to wait.
I got to wait until he's done.
It's only 39 cents, whatever he's standing on. That's a great damn deal.
That is a very good deal. That's why he's up there, because the deals are so good at this place.
So there, I just saved you from watching King Kong versus Godzilla.
Way more exciting. Yeah.
I just love that this guy just walks in, and there's audio to it too, where people are talking in the background like, it's no big deal.
It's not in English, so you don't know what they're saying.
Yeah. It's like any other day there. They're just like, oh, look, it's a lizard.
I like that he couldn't open the cold section. He couldn't get the drink he wanted. So he climbed up to get the ice. I'll just get ice, and I'll just have to ice all my warm drinks at home since I can't get the cold stuff. They don't make, this is like going to be one of these things where like all the dragons are going to come down and be like, this store is not dragon friendly.
No, we need to call somebody. But who do you call? Do you call the police? You call animal control? You call the dog people? I don't know. This, whoever has that noose that can get that thing out.
Yeah, I guess animal control, because you would need to control that guy and help him out.
Hey, excuse me, animal control? No, just come. I'm not even going to explain it to you.
It's a strange dog. Just bring your dog stuff.
It might be rabid. I don't know. You should really come and get this thing really quick. I think it's going to bite my... Yeah, come now. So then they walk in and they see a freaking Jurassic Park.
You know, I'm mad that I didn't take a picture of this today, but I was in a hurry to get somewhere. Meet my mother, of course. Like, I'm always late. So I was walking down the street, and I saw these two, a doorman and I guess a porter of a building in my neighborhood. And what they do is they don't sweep the sidewalk. They bring out a hose, and they hose it down. Like, that's how we do it here in New York. And they hose all the trash into the curb. That's how it goes. So as he was hosing, some strange looking bird, this like brown and white bird with a big, long, giant beak, just came and perched and just sat there. Like, I don't know if she was laying an egg or what was going on, but she was not moving. And it was like some sort of rare bird. And they were both standing around looking like, what do we do? So I didn't realize what they were looking at. I was like, well, I thought it was trash. I'm like, why can't he just take the trash? I thought it was like some big brown bag. And as I got closer, I was like, oh, that is some weird ass bird in my neighborhood. Some like exotic bird with a big long nose, like a blue fitted booby or something, like one of those, like something that came from another country, which that's happened here before. There was like now we have green parrots that are around in certain neighborhoods because a bunch of green parrots that were coming through Kennedy Airport on their way to, like, coming from Africa, going somewhere else. These African parrots got loose and they bred, and now they live. Some live in Queens. There's a bunch that live in New York City, but mostly they're in Queens. Like, these, you go through like these areas of Queens, and they're these big giant, I swear, like green parrots with these red beaks. And it's because they got loose at Kennedy Airport and now they live here.
They're not real.
Oh, I forgot. We're not going to do birds aren't real, are we?
I thought about it even today. So we were talking last night that the birds' feet are how they recharge. Remember we saw that?
I remember. I'm sorry okay. that you have to. What?
Where?
You know what? My bad. My bad. I shouldn't have brought up the B word. From now on, when we say the B word on this show,
right.
I do not mean bitch. I mean bird.
Think about a bird. Where do you see birds hanging out? On the power lines. They mm-hmm. stand on the power lines. Mm-hmm. Why? Because they're recharging.
Okay. All right. So I sent you some video.
Do you think Twitter is a bird? And when you send out a message, you tweet. Think about that.
Because they called it Twitter and they called it tweeting because they thought that was
it's bird. So when you look up,
do with it.
When you look up and you see the power lines and the birds on it, now you'll know why. Mm-hmm. They are mm-hmm. recharging. That's why the bird that you saw today you've never seen before, because they just made it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why. It's a fresh new bird, and it came out, and it wasn't moving because it was recording things. If you would have went on Twitch, you would have seen it.
Why did they call it Twitter?
That because birds aren't real.
That's got nothing to do with anything.
That's how they're making it easy for you. When they come out and tell you birds aren't real, it's because they've been grooming you with Twitter and tweets.
Okay. Let's see. It's a short burst of inconsequential information and chirps, like from birds, like we chirp at each other.
Telling you.
Yeah. So they came mm-hmm. with the word Twitter and tweet when because it's like chirping at each other.
When this comes out.
All right, can we move on? I'm not talking about birds anymore.
I didn't bring it up. You brought up. You wanted to talk about birds.
No, I had a bird story, but I didn't realize I was going to trigger you. I didn't realize that now you're triggered every time the B word comes up. I will no longer bring up the B word. I promise.